Australian public are absolutely confused about what happened in Canberra yesterday. One thing we do know, it cost $1 million to get everyone to go back there, the politicians I'm talking about. And we had the energy legislation passed. But does it mean you're going to get cheaper power bills? Well, no one seems to be able to tell me that. One man who might be able to provide some answers, hopefully, is the former Minister for Resources and Water, the MP for Hinkler, Keith Pitt. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, great to be with you. Great to be with the listeners.
Will my power bill that I get next year, I just paid my electricity and gas bill today, so I'll get one again in a couple of months, will it be cheaper?
No, it'll keep going up. And that's what Labor's own modelling and their own budget says. Your gas bill and your power bill are going up under federal Labor.
So, you know, I read today that we've got a cap on gas prices. We've got a cap on the price of coal. The federal government is saying, and they're using Treasury modelling, that has not been made public, by the way, they estimate next year's gas price will increase by 4%. That's the wholesale price. And that electricity price rises will be held back at 23% in 2023. But that doesn't necessarily mean your retail price goes down.
Well, not only that, it sounds like it's going up most definitely. What they've done, and it's, to be honest, it's just a dog's breakfast. It's an absolute shambles. It basically only applies to the Gladstone exporters for gas. They've excluded the market in Victoria, in Brisbane, in Sydney. It only applies to Wallumbilla and Moomba. And you can't get the gas from Gladstone to Victoria anyway. So what we see now is the Australian taxpayer is propping up the very poor decisions of the Victorian Labor government to not explore and develop their own gas assets. It's all someone else's fault. And it's even worse in Queensland, where they'll be propping up Anastasia Palaszczuk's daylight robbery in the electricity network, where the state government owns most of it. But they're profiteering to the tune of some $5 billion.
Santos boss has likened it to something out of Soviet Russia. Would you agree?
Absolutely. He didn't miss. And I think one of the things, and I know this is not of a direct impact, direct interest to most Australians, but out in the world where you're trying to attract tens of billions of dollars investment on projects that have very long lead and development times, the federal Labor government has destroyed this country's reputation overnight. It took a handful of minutes for them to say that, hey, thanks for the 60-odd billion or whatever it is that you've invested in gas in this country. We're changing the rules and we don't care about the fact that you've got to pay back finance and meet the requirements of the ASX and ASIC and whatever else might be around, including your shareholders. We're going to do this regardless of what damage it does. How do we get people to invest in the resources sector to develop things that this country needs? Because they're high risk. Exploration's hard. You don't always have a win. Sometimes you have a miss, and that costs money.
What would you be doing?
I would have done exactly what we were doing inside the coalition, and that is develop our gas, our own gas assets, particularly in the Beetaloo, more in Bass Strait, and of course, try everything we can to get Victoria to develop their own, because that's where the demand is, that's where the shortfall is. In fact, Federal Labor's own consultation document says they didn't include the Victorian market because they thought it might result in shortages of supply, which means no gas, it'll mean blackouts and real problems in industry. And I think the real test for this and for Anthony Albanese in the Labor government will be every time your power bill comes in and your gas bill comes in, did it go down? And if the answer is no, well, you know who to blame.
When you're not in Canberra, you move around in the real world. I think real Australians are sick and tired of the political spin they're getting here. They had an election, Labor won, okay, that's the people's decision, but they were told that they would get $175, was it $175 or $275?
$275, yep.
$275 drop in their electricity bill. That never happened. So Labor's decided to come up with this idea to try, it seems to me, to convince people who don't listen as hard to what's going on as you and I do, Keith, that, oh, yeah, they delivered on their promise. But it's not real.
No, it's completely false. And it's funded by the Australian taxpayer. And it's for a one-off bill at some point in the future. We still don't know where or when. It won't apply to all Australians. It'll only apply to some in some states. So you'll have a different rate in a different state for Labor's mates. And you just don't know what you'll get, but you can be absolutely guaranteed your bill will keep going up. I mean, you look at what happens in Europe. Germany is subsidising their power and gas bills by 200 billion euros. I don't want to see our country in that position. So the best thing we can do is get more supply into the market and make sure you've got industry on side and continue to develop. As I said, these are long lead time projects. They could take 10 years. And we know in places like Narrabri, New South Wales, for example, they've been messing about there for a decade, and that is all going to the domestic market. And they're now trying to say to the big exporters in Queensland, you know, too bad, so sad. That was 10 years ago you put your money in, and we know you've got some contracts, but it's all your fault that Victoria is running out of gas and we've got shortfalls. It is Labor's policy. It'll be Labor's fault. And when you get blackouts, well, you can blame Mr. Bowen.
And it's all coming out of the bottom line. Taxpayers are paying. You got this $1.5 billion Keith Power Bill subsidy for lower income households, but we don't know exactly what lower income households. What's lower income? Where does that kick in, not kick in?
Well, this is the other point. It's to be delivered, apparently, through the states and the retailers. Well, how would the retailers know? Are you going to ring up and say that your income's below a certain threshold? I just don't see how this will work. And not only that, they'll clip the ticket because they've got to administer all of these things for the delivery of the payment. I mean, if Mr. Albanese wants to do this, we'll send a check. I mean, that's what Labor's always done in the past. But they're trying to, you know, walk both sides of the street here and say, oh, no, it's not inflationary and it's not a subsidy. But you know, some people will get a chocolate, others won't. It certainly won't be business, and that'll have an impact on jobs.
Got pink bats written all over it again. Just I mentioned yesterday the deal that the Greens have done to give the tick to this legislation, and what they've got the Albanese government to agree to is that households will convert from gas to electricity. So I looked at the practicality of that. I mean, how many people have instant gas hot water systems? I do, and most of the people I know do. Who's going to pay for me to convert to electricity? The government again?
No, it'll be you. I'm an electrician by trade, so I've got a reasonable idea of what has to be done to make this actually happen.
Can it work?
No. I mean, the idea that you'll go and retrofit every house in Australia and turn them from, you know, gas to electric and then not have to upgrade your wiring, your mains, potentially your switchboard, potentially all of the supply outside in your subdivision. It's just fraught with danger, but this is what happens under a Green Labor government. You know, I raised this in Question Time last year, this exact issue, because it's Labor's Environmental Action Network. That's their policy, to get rid of gas appliances and gas barbecues and everything else. And I was pulled up by Mr. Burke, the member for Watson, and he said this was a wild fantasy and I'm effectively misleading the House. Well, guess what? The wild fantasy's come true. It's Labor's policy and they're delivering it.
Most people don't want to not cook with gas. Have you tried cooking a stir fry on an electric stove?
My wife actually rang me yesterday and said, I'm not giving up my gas stove. I said, mate, well, it's not happening yet. But, you know, the idea that this is the most important thing in this country at this time that they need to focus on, I think's wrong. I don't think they really understand what it costs for every individual if you were to go and change all of your gas appliances and then have to try and retrofit them into your existing house. I just think this is one of these crazy ideas of the Greens, but unfortunately, that's the Green Labor government. That's the deal they had to do to get their energy legislation through, and there'll still be one where the prices continue to go up.
Well, at least you don't have to go back to Canberra again until next year, Keith. Thanks for your help, and thanks for your help this year. Good on you.
Yeah, well, we're not sure about that yet. I thought we were done a week ago, but yep, thanks so much, Stephen, and have a great Christmas.
You too. Keith Pitt, the former Minister for Resources, and the MP for Heathcliff.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. For more of the news that affects you, download the Listener app and search Australia Today. Listener.